Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey guys, before we get started, I want to let you know that in August, on August 26th, in Nashville, Tennessee, the Rock and Pod Expo is happening. It's the combination of rock music and your favorite rock podcasts, including this one. I will be there. I want you to come party with me. I want you to come record an episode with me. It's going to be just an amazing event. It's, again, the Rock and Pod Expo. All your favorite podcasts will be hanging out at one place, interacting with you, the listeners. You know, you guys, you're my family, you're my friends, the Talking Metal brothers and sisters. I really love you guys, and I want to hang with you in Nashville, Tennessee. There's a GoFundMe page if you want, contribute. If you don't want, don't contribute. But please, you know, get a plane ticket to Nashville. Hang out with me. I'm going to actually fly in on the 25th, be hanging out, partying on the 25th. And then on the 26th, I will be at the expo, hanging out all day at the Talking Metal table. And I want to hang with you. Come say hello. Get a Talking Metal t-shirt at the table. And it's going to be just a great day. I'm going to talk about it a little more at the end of this podcast. Hey, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. My name is Mark Striegel, and it's time to crack open beer. Yeah, I am drinking the Hop Slayer. This is a double IPA, and I bought a six pack of it. It's quite good. This comes from Illinois, and I'm going to pour it into a glass tonight. little over 8% alcohol. Very hoppy, which is how I like it. I've really become an IPA snob lately. I used to drink like Miller Lite and, you know, Bud Light. It's very difficult for me to do that. I do try to, because I'll tell you one thing the IPAs will do to you guys. Fucking give you a beer gut, man. Whew, they're heavy on the calories, but they're also, you know, you can get them heavy on the alcohol too, which is my thing. I like a strong beer, strong taste, strong buzz. Go good together. And here we are. Man, I saw last night, dudes, the Last in Line band, not the Last in Line, Last in Line band. I'm looking at their CD right now, Heavy Crown, and came out last year. Go see this band. I mean, this isn't even like a real tour they were doing. They're playing like just a handful of dates in the New York, New Jersey area, and I think some other festivals and stuff. They were so good. Oh man, just busting out the Dio classics. And I mean, listen, I know Jeff Pizzuti, he's a nice guy, and we're, I would say, sort of friends, but he's the guy behind the Dio hologram. But they ripped the Dio hologram on stage, we're talking about it, and, you know, really drilled home that Vivian and Vinny Appice, you know, Jimmy Bain, of course, passed away. He was part of the band too. But those two guys who I saw on stage last night, they created that music with Dio, wrote it and played on it, gave it their personality. And I really think it's no coincidence that those first three Dio records are with those guys, Bain, Appice, Campbell. I think it's no coincidence that those are his best records. Nothing to take, you know, solo, not taking anything away from any of his other albums, because he's got some great records, but you got to give props to where props are due. And, you know, I'll take that back. I really like Dream Evil. I've always said Dream Evil is my third favorite Dio record. I guess Holy Diver, followed by Last in Line, although those are so close, I could easily flip them depending on what side of the bed I wake up on. And then I think it's Dream Evil in the third spot, and that's still Bain and Appice, but it's Craig Goldie on guitar. And my third favorite record by Dio is the Sacred Heart record, which is his third solo record, if you follow that. But anyways, Last in Line, awesome. Awesome. I figured it'd be a good show, you know, but I wasn't sure how Andrew was going to pull off the vocals, Andrew Freeman, and man, in the live setting, you know, I've said on that the Last in Line record, I really, really love it, but at times there's the production and the sound of the voice, it almost seems a little too radio friendly. Live, this dude was raw, he was on fire. He's not a Dio clone, but he hits all the notes perfectly and did just a great job. Honestly, I had so much fun at Last in Line last night in Teaneck, New Jersey, North Jersey. Great stuff. And all right, well, today's episode, guys, we're going to hit some emails. We're going to hit some voicemails that you've left me. And we're going to hit some music. I got to play some music that I heard last night for you guys right now. This is, you know, I was going to play Evil Eyes, but because I think I played that on the episode Vivian was on like less than a year ago here on Talking Metal. So I know you guys like the deeper tracks and stuff, and people are always into that when I do that. But we got to just hit this. This is The Last in Line by Dio. This is so fucking awesome when they did this last night. The place exploded. the second track, the title track, off the Last in Line album by Dio, featuring Vivian Campbell, Vinny Appice, Jimmy Bain, Claude Chanel. Claude was like briefly with Last in Line. I don't even think he's on the record, but they had a good keyboardist last night. I don't know who he was, but he did a great job. I wish they would have played longer. I would like wanted more music from these guys last night. And it was just so much fun hearing Vivian play those old Dio classics that he was so much a part of. And on the bass was Phil Soussan, who a lot of us know from that like 86 to 88 era of Ozzy Osbourne. I believe he actually left Ozzy 29 years ago, right around this day. I think it was March 26th, which is technically tomorrow, probably be a day or two after I post this. But yeah, Phil Soussan left Ozzy's band in 1988, March 26th. 29 years ago, right? Wow. Holy fuck. And that just makes me think, fuck, I graduated high school 30 years ago. Is that 1987? Is that possible? I got to find out. Those fuckers never invite me to the reunions. You know, they think a big famous podcaster like myself, they'd want me there. I kid. I'm not, you know. You'll hear, we got about a crew of six listening to this show now. Just kidding. We got a lot, but we have, I wish you guys were more vocal. Send me some emails, go to the site, leave comments. Jerry, I'm getting all your comments. We got like Jerry and a couple other guys leaving comments. That's it. I appreciate all the support you can do, but please get involved. We're ramping up the sites. There's obviously some transition stuff going on with Mitch LaFon, but right now we're still posting stuff on the site. He's still doing exclusive stuff basically too on the site with us too. So, and then you got me doing the Talking Metal podcast. Love it. Never get sick of it. And we got Victor Ruiz from the Mars Attacks podcast. He's helping out with some writing on the site with news items. So we're trying to pick things up. And I think we are. So please check it out. It's called TalkingMetal.com. You know where to find it, at TalkingMetal.com. Cool. And so let's keep the music going here. This is a song from 2016 by Last in Line, one of their newer songs. They played this in the set list last night, one of like probably like three or four new songs that they did. And this is I Am Revolution.
Fire, I'm throwing a wall on the horizon. So follow the light and let us
I Am Revolution by Last in Line. All right. Here is an email that came in. Mark, how's it going, man? I'm just writing because it's been over a year since I last reached out to you, and I want to share some thoughts. I read an article about Papa from Ghost firing the nameless ghouls at the end of 2016. One of those guys is a member of Megacartel and said that they were reforming and there would be other nameless ghouls going forward. I'm a little confused about all that. I can see why Papa might get a new nameless ghouls, but especially if he's writing most of the music, which I don't know, and wants to put together some heavier sounds for the next time. But these guys are about to tour for Maiden. Yeah, anyways, as far as I know, there's been a big thing about the ghouls being replaced. And this email is from Eric, by the way. But my theory is there's like at least one, possibly two, of the nameless ghouls who are instrumental in their guitar sound and their playing. And they are just as instrumental as Papa. And if you notice, there's that one guy who seems to do that one ghoul, nameless ghoul, who seems to do a lot of the interviews and stuff. I mean, that's the same guy. I've seen him do many interviews, and he obviously is one of the dominant members of the band. So I think to think that all the nameless ghouls are just rotating and that Papa is totally calling all the shots, I don't believe that. I almost felt like this one nameless ghoul guy, the guitar player guy, is even could even be more dominant in the band, if not as dominant as Papa. So that's my thought on that. You go on to say, Eric, that you are going to see Maiden and you're taking your 16-year-old daughter so she can feast her eyes and ears on what is sure to be a great concert. That's cool, Eric. Love to take my kids to a concert when they get a little older. I did actually take them to see Skid Row probably like a year and a half ago. And then Eric goes on with his email. Speaking of concerts, I went to see Overkill with Nile, Amorphis, and Swallow the Sun last week here in D.C. Ticketmaster posted the wrong showtime, so I got there expecting to arrive in plenty of time to watch Amorphis. I've been an Amorphis fan since the late 90s and never seen them live before. They were the main reason I wanted to go to this show. I arrived between sets, bought an Amorphis t-shirt at the merch stand, found a good spot to watch the show. Then Nile came out and I realized I missed their set. Sorry, no refunds for t-shirts. I was pissed for a while. Maybe I was in a bad mood, but I didn't think Nile's show was interesting at all. I don't think their material and what I could hear sounded really unoriginal. I don't dig their material. They are a death metal band, though, and it's hard to be original in that particular subgenre. When Overkill came out, Bobby and the guys killed it. Cool. Yeah, and you go on about the Overkill set. So, yeah. Wow, it's crazy to think you were there to see Amorphis, who I saw, I knew nothing about, and I thought they were great, by the way. And I thought they were better than Nile, too. I'm talking about the tour, the Overkill tour that ended here in New Jersey. I think that was 2 weeks ago, right? 2-3 weeks ago. And so I saw the New Jersey version of the show, and man, Overkill just killed it. Loved them. But I was very impressed with Amorphis, Eric. And maybe we should play a little bit of them. But first, let me continue with your email. I also wanted to throw back some feedback on Talking Metal because I listen to most of your shows, even if I don't stay in touch too much. I agree with some of the feedback you've been reading on the show. I think it's cool when John's on the show. He's always has a fucking crazy story to share, but he's not Talking Metal in my mind anymore. You are. If he wants to come on, or if you have somebody else on, so be it, but it's all you. Have you thought about setting up a Patreon account? I have no clue what that is, Eric. I listened to a couple other podcasts that mention Patreon as a way to get a little cash back. I guess I'll check it out. I don't know what that is. If just 2% of your listeners gave you $2 a month, that might be a little cash in your pocket over what you've already get from the Amazon and other sources, which isn't much, but I do appreciate everyone who uses those Amazon links. Anyways, cool. Eric, great email. Thank you for staying in touch, and let's not let another year go by before you're in touch. Cool. And on that note, I guess we should hit some Amorphous, right? This is House of Sleep by Amorphous, a band that recently was one of the opening bands on the last Overkill tour, and they were very good. Very good. Eric seems to like these guys. Okay, guys, you know what time it is. It's time for listener email, or I'm sorry, voicemail. Let's get into this right now. And the number I'll be giving out shortly. Please call us. We want to hear your voicemails.
Hey, Mark. It's Jerry.
Jerry.
Just heard your podcast. Definitely love the new music from Maiden, and definitely want to hear new Maiden when I go to the show. So could you please play The Man of Sorrows from the new album, Book of Souls? Hope to see you there, dude. And I'm drinking a Tecate. Nice cold beer, bud. See you there.
Cool. Thank you, Jerry. We're going to do it. A little Maiden. Here it is.
Find it hard to
Little Man of Sorrows by Iron Maiden, as requested by Jerry. Big toast to you, Jerry. Let me take a sip of this IPA. Yeah, and that is an ice cube you're hearing, guys. I do like a little ice cube in my beer. Sometimes I nurse them. I like beer ice cold. I think we've gotten into this before. I like to nurse them. So occasionally, not always, but occasionally I'll throw an ice cube in my beer glass to keep it ice cold. Cool. Jerry, you're crazy, man. You're like all over the talk in a good way. Don't get me wrong. You're all over the Talking Metal comment section on the website. You are leaving me messages constantly, so many I can't play them all, but I am hearing them all, just so you know, and I really appreciate it. Let's get to the next call. Wonder who this could be calling in.
Mark, it's Jerry from Long Island.
Oh, man,
just
Jerry.
Just finished listening to the podcast.
Hey, man.
Hey, I checked out the Talking Metal Instagram, the pictures.
Right.
Dude, your fucking wife is hot.
Thank you.
Trading Mitch LaFon for Victor, Joey, and Emily is a no-brainer, dude. Let's play Blonde, Bad, and Beautiful by Airborne. Keep up the good work, dude.
You got it. I'll come back and talk about your call, but let's first hear that song. Little Airborne here on Talking Metal, as requested by Jerry. He's obviously the music programmer on this show, leaving lots of calls. Jerry, thank you. Things are evolving with the whole Mitch thing. He is going to Podcast One. He is doing a show. He's still going to be present on the site in some forms. And that's probably all I can say right now. But he's still my metal brother, my hard rock brother. And I love the guy. Sometimes when you're friends with people, you drive each other nuts a little bit, which I probably do to him occasionally, and sometimes he does to me. But listen, we're evolving. Things are evolving. I'm still going to probably post most of his shows on talkingmetal.com. And listen, we'll see what the future brings. His new show on Podcast One premieres on Monday, probably actually the same day I'm posting this, if not the day before. Cool. Let's get to another call here on Talking Metal. I'm trying not to talk over the calls because some fucking asswipe wrote on the message board or on iTunes that
Hello
I talk
there, Mark.
Over the calls.
It's Ian here from the West Midlands in the UK.
Hey, Ian.
Second time I've phoned the show. Love the show. It's fantastic. As I said before, I'm quite a recent listener. So you mentioned quite a lot in your podcast about John, I think it was. People are calling for him back, or I've never heard that guy. I've only heard you, and you've got me hooked. So great stuff. Just to give a little heads up of what's going on over here. I'm going to see Ghost. They're playing at Birmingham, which is near where I live, which, as you know, is the home of heavy metal. Sabbath and Zeppelin come from that area, and those were the great bands. I see Ghost in April.
Are the Cult from Birmingham?
Bear Malmsteen.
I'm not sure.
He's playing in London.
Nice.
In August, and got a little into that one. A friend of mine is actually, I play in a band at the moment.
Cool.
Like a classic rock band.
Nice.
And a friend of mine is the sound guy at the O2 Arena. It's one of the smaller ones. It's called the Kentish Forum, I think it's called. Anyway, he's kind of the Bose sound engineer. So he is going to get us all backstage and all that sort of good stuff. So I don't know if I'll be able to get any pictures or hang out with Yngwie. Legendary is perhaps a little bit difficult to deal with sometimes, I'm not sure. Anyway, so I'll be sort of nerding off over him as I'm a fellow guitar player, obviously nothing like in his league. Anyway, podcast is great.
Thanks.
Listen to it all the time in the car on my commute everywhere. I wonder if you just play a Ghost song, because I'm going to go and see them. There's two that I love. One's called Clavicondio, some of their tracks really hard to say, or From the Pinnacle to the Pit. Keep rocking from the UK. See you later. Ta-da.
Cool. Let's hit Pinnacle to the Pit.
From the pinnacle.
From the Pinnacle to the Pit by Ghost off the Meliora, at least that's how I say it, Meliora record. Great, great record all the way through. Love Ghost. Ian from the UK, thank you so much for calling back into the show. I completely appreciate it. I'm trying not to talk over the calls because, like I said, some dickwad who also insulted my wife on the iTunes review page said that I'm annoying because I talk over the calls, which, listen, if you're going to criticize me and what I do on this show, I think it's crazy that people go online just to fucking scabs on message boards and review boards to freaking criticize somebody. Just turn the fucking show off if you don't like it. Don't go on the message boards and freaking, not even message boards, the review boards and talk shit about especially my wife. That's fucked up. She's kind enough to help me out with interviews and be a part of the show here and there. And I don't appreciate that. You got a right to say whatever you want, but I think there's been some low blows and towards her. There's also been a lot of great feedback with her. So, listen, it's my show. We get John on sometimes. We get Joey on sometimes. We get Victor on sometimes. Mitch on sometimes. My wife on sometimes. But I'm always here, you know. And I'm going nowhere. I'm going to be here forever, guys. So get used to talking metal. 661 episodes right here. What are we doing? 666. I got to do something cool, right? I don't know. It's stressing me out already. All right, let's get to another call here. Let me pull this up on the timeline in GarageBand where I'm recording this. And here we go.
Hey, Mark. It's Kevin Gluski calling from the Atlanta, Georgia area. Just want to call, tell you, long-time listener, love yes. The podcast. Basically been with you since the beginning. My wife turned me on to podcast. We got this podcast thing. I searched for heavy metal and... Yeah, Talking Metal came up.
I recognize your name.
I joined you on episode 3.
Holy fuck.
And then I immediately went back, listened to, 1 and 2, and I think I'm pretty positive I heard every episode since then. So been with you for a long time. But definitely nice. Think it's great to getting new listeners, like you just mentioned. I think that's great. I was a semi-regular guy on the forums. I was ATL Glub back then.
Of course, yep.
Way back when. But I just want to say I love the show. I know you've said some of the episodes, kind of saying, hey, things have changed. Or, I don't basically just want to say don't stress about, music, no music, John, no John. I just, I'd say like how you mix it up, play music sometimes, interviews other times. I think it's going well. So I wouldn't stress about that at all. Just do what you want to do. My personal favorites, I think I like the ones where you guys just get, journalists or fellow metalheads on there, just guys who just want to kind of shoot the shit, talk metal,
right.
I guess like the Bob Nalbandian ones, or back cool. when we had Tony Kuzminski or Joey Martin Popoff, those types of guys, just guys that want to debate and talk metal. I think those are the great episodes, but love a lot of the interviews as well. Just kind of some of the things, I think we're probably about the same age, because some of the stories I hear, like you mentioned, things like just the last one where you're, found out about Black Sabbath. Like basically my first Black Sabbath was Mob Rules, and I went back and discovered them. So I think about the same age, so a lot of same stories. So
right.
As far as what I want to hear, feel free to play what you want. I think one of the ones you had a while back where you pulled out some of the obscure 80s metal stuff. Like you had, I think, some Leatherwolf and Wasted and things like, I remember from Heaven that I had on cassette. So, pull out something like that or whatever you feel like playing. Just want to call and say, hey, love what you're doing. Just keep it up, and I'll keep on listening. Take it easy.
Kevin, awesome to hear from you. Wow. You've been listening to this show for like 12 fucking years, man. That's fucking great. And I'm trying not to talk about John because I know I was going off about him. And somebody said I'm doing myself a disservice by doing that, and I kind of agree with that. John is my brother. He's my good, close friend for a long time. Whether he's on this show or not, that friendship continues. And bottom line is, he was a tremendous part in this show for the first 5 years, for sure. And he helped launch this show, and it is what it is because of him. And, it's great when he comes back. I love hearing his fucking crazy stories. But yeah, remember the Talking Metal forums, man? Those were fun times. Yeah, I feel like Twitter and Facebook and all this social media shit killed message boards. But great to hear from you. Great to hear from you, as always. Let's keep plugging away here. Did you have a request? I don't think you did. So anyways, good stuff. Anyways, I want to read some shit off of Facebook. My Facebook page, by the way, is M Striegel. It's facebook.com/M Striegel. It's M-S-T-R-I-G-L. Somebody recently said on Facebook, probably the best Michael Schenker interview I ever heard. Then you top it off with my favorite Michael Schenker track, On and On. A++++. John Chandler. Thank you, John. Great to hear from you. I'm glad you enjoyed that interview. Wasn't that fun? That was the third time I've interviewed Michael Schenker. And I felt like the first time he was on Talking Metal was a freaking disaster. So then I interviewed him backstage at that metal show, which they made me ask a bunch of generic questions, but I did get to throw a couple of my dorky fanboy questions in there, and he was so good on that. And then, yeah, he was just such a pleasure to talk to, whatever that was, last month. And I would love to see this Schenkerfest tour. I hope it comes through the New York, New Jersey area. All right, let's actually make sure that everybody knows about the Talking Metal Facebook page. You can go like that, please. You can follow Talking Metal on Twitter. I run that account. I also have a a Striegel account. You can find both of those on Twitter. There is the Talking Metal Instagram, and there are Snapchat, two Talking Metal Snapchat accounts. All this info can be found in today's show notes on talkingmetal.com. And of course, there's the hotline number too, which is 973-757-1917. 973-757-1917. Leave me a voicemail and I will play it on the podcast. Tip of the day, this podcast sounds best if you get it through iTunes as opposed to Spreaker or TuneIn or one of these other Stitcher. It sounds best. I mean, the quality's best on iTunes, so check that out. The Snapchat is Talking Metal for You. That's the number 4, the letter U. And then I also have another Snapchat. It's Captain T-Head, and that's Captain T-E-A Head. So check those out. Snapchat's fucking crazy. I feel like it's, I'm too old for it, but maybe not. I don't know. Okay, and I guess let's jump over to, let's see, was this an email? This actually, I think, came in through my Facebook, like, Messenger app. But anyways, yeah, it's from a guy named Ed, and he says, hello, Mark, here is a voicemail. I would leave you if I called you. And Ed, I get it. A lot of people don't really like to leave voicemails and stuff like that. So I appreciate you taking the time to type. For me, it's much more difficult to read or write than it is to be a verbal person. That's just kind of who I am. I'm crazy dyslexic, which is odd because my real career, I'm called a writer producer, but I write stuff like, just dumb, like promos, like this Friday on an all new marriage boot camp, Benzino goes crazy. That's the type of stuff I write. So it's not like writing novels or anything. I could never do that. I suppose I could. It would probably take me the rest of my life, though. But Anyways, Ed, here we go. Here's the voicemail I would leave you if I called you. I heard you on the show thinking about making a new intro for the show. Please don't. You have the best intro of any metal-themed podcast and is even iconic. It is so good. Every time I even think of Talking Metal, my mind immediately begins replaying Rob Halford screaming Talking Metal in the squeal of Metal Mike's guitar. Then you transition into the tune from Sean Baker Orchestra, which sets up the up perfectly to begin Talking Metal. Just want you to know how good it really is, and I would keep that intro until the end. I also love the how the podcast is something very different every week with all the different connections you have to join you in hosting the show. I like John, but I also like hearing the conversations coming from different people you talk to. It really does make your metal podcast the best metal podcast out there. Oh, thanks so much, Ed. I appreciate that. Listening to you host the podcast, Mark, is like listening to one of my friends host the show, which is also much more. Listening to you host the podcast, Mark, is like listening to one of my friends host the show, which is so much more relatable to all of us out there than it is listening to those who have either greater fame or greater resources to do what you do. You just can't beat how fortunate you are to have made the perfect metal podcast. Wow, this is choking me up, Ed. Hope you're doing well, Mark. Thanks. Ed, you freaking are awesome. Dude, thank you for the kind words. It really does mean a lot to me. So let's break this down. The intro, yeah, that's Rob Halford, Roy Z, and Metal Mike playing on that intro. It's so freaking great. It came from a TV show. We had a TV show when we were a year or two, probably 2 years into the podcast. We were fortunate enough to do a full season before that metal show was ever on, of Talking Metal on Fuse. And they recorded that for that show. And then they used it in an episode. And then in the 1 hour special, Talking Metal special. And then we did like 7 episodes after that. But then Fuse and Rob Halford's manager got in like a little pissing match over like literally like $5,000 or something stupid. And we ended up not being able to use the song anymore on the TV show. But guess who had a copy? Yeah. And that's why I use that. I probably could get in trouble, but I will say I did find out that the guy, the manager that of Rob Halford's that Fuse got in an argument in over $5,000, which Fuse should have just fucking paid. I mean, Fuse was owned by the Dolans at the time. J-Lo owns it now, but the Dolans, who own like the Knicks and Radio City Music Hall and stuff. I mean, give me a break. They had $5,000. It's the fucking metal gods manager. Just fucking give it to him. Anyways, forgot what the fuck I was saying, but you know what I think I was going to say? I was going to say the thing that drives me crazy about the intro, Ed, is that I say that it's written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z, and yeah, it is written by those guys, but it's performed by those guys. So I wish I would say, so here's Metal Mike, Roy Z, and Rob Halford with the Talking Metal theme song. You know, and I recorded that intro in a studio with like a $5,000 VO mic and stuff. But so yeah, I don't want listen, the Sean Baker music is great. I never get sick of that song. So we'll keep using that. Sean is so awesome to let me use that for free. Please support him. Go buy that song. Go buy the other songs on iTunes. You know, show him some love. Find him on Facebook. Tell him you heard his music on Talking Metal. I'm thinking I just need to freshen it up a bit, you know. But I like that theme song too. So, you know, the Sean Baker one and the Halford one, both of them fucking awesome. So you're probably right. We should probably keep it in place. Maybe change up the VO a little bit at the top to freshen it up. Yeah. And again, I'm trying to take that advice from somebody who's like, I'm doing myself a disservice about talking about John and bitching and moaning. And 'cause I think that's true. I love John, like I said, so I know you mentioned Ahmed. What else did you say? Yeah, man, I feel like you listeners are my friends too, and I love connecting with you on Facebook. Check me out there. I will say the only thing there have been a number of you that I've unfriended on Facebook, just because if all you do is rant and rave political shit, it's just, I can deal with that shit on Twitter, and I'll actually go at it with you on Twitter if I don't like what you're saying, or I'll agree with you on Twitter. But, you know, Facebook to me is just from my friends and family and the listeners who have different political views, you know, all over the place, both my family and my friends. And I fucking hate that fucking negative shit. If I see same thing, if somebody's like always fucking complaining on Facebook and I keep seeing it, I will unfriend you. You know, I don't know why I'm going off on the Facebook tangent, Ed, but nothing to do with you. You're great, man. I'm just saying that if you do friend me on there, and all you do is you know, repost Kellyanne Conway tweets and talk about how great they are, and you know, and about how Trump this or Obama that, or, you know, I'm probably going to freaking unfriend you. 'Cause I Facebook is kind of my place. It's where I put up pictures of my kids, and it's where I link talking metal shit. I work in the TV industry. I barely ever even talk about my job on Facebook. It's like family, friends, talking metal podcast. That's what I talk about on Facebook. So friend me there, guys. It's facebook.com/mstriegel. If you're a sane person and you're not going to, you know, tell me I need to find Jesus, and, you know, religious political shit, friend me on Facebook. Wow. This is a fucking long episode for not having an interview, huh, guys? It's always great, guys. You guys rock. You're awesome. Check out the On This Day section on Talking Metal, where we post historic rock and metal events that happened on this day. Again, the site is talkingmetal.com. Love you guys. That's it for now. And I feel like you guys are my friends. I fucking love it so much. And I would love if you guys came. It is August. I'm going to get there. I'm going to be there 2 days, August 25th and 26th. Definitely got to hit a bar on the 25th and just fucking get drunk with you guys and fucking hang out. And then the 26th is the actual expo, and there's going to be tables there. If you're a Kiss fan, you definitely got to go to this. I mean, Chris from Decibel Geek has kind of spearheaded this whole thing, and it is just great. Everyone has to go there. There's a GoFundMe page where you can find out about it. There's a website. I'm going to have both those linked through the show notes on talkingmetal.com. And again, this is happening in Nashville. It's the Rock and Pod Expo on Saturday, August 26th. I know Joey Haney from Rock Strikes 10 is coming up to it, and the infamous Bill Wang, aka Donnie G, will be there. It's going to be a great, it's going to be great. All the Kiss podcasts, there's so many of them, I can't even keep track anymore. They're all going to be there doing their thing. I'm trying to convince John to come with me. John Astronomy, it'd be kind of cool. A lot of Kiss fans. John, he wrote songs with Ace and is writing songs with Ace. There's a little exclusive bit of news, and wrote Ace's book. So, I mean, he should be there. Co-founder of Talking Metal, what you're listening to right now. It's going to be a great hang. Again, we'll have the links up for the Rock and Pod Expo happening August 26th in Nashville, Tennessee. I will be there. So will Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show, one of the shows that inspired me to do Talking Metal. He'll be there too. Whew. You know, I ate like a freaking tiny salad for dinner. And I must say, I've now finished the IPA with 8% alcohol and I got a nice buzz going off of just one beer, which is usually takes a lot more than that for me. But that's it for now, guys. Let's end with some more great music here. This is Switchblade Serenade by Spread Eagle. Love this tune.